God. Praise Jesus. You see, I'm not shouting for Jesus now. I said, praise Jesus. You should shout more for Jesus. Jesus deserves it. And nobody else deserves it but Jesus. So can I have you shout for Jesus again? Thank you very much for honoring me. Can you sit down, good people? Thank you so much for honoring me. Okay, stop shouting. Better be shouting for Jesus. If you're shouting, make sure it is for... If you're shouting, make sure it is for... Thank you for loving me. I know you love me. But I know. But I want you to love Jesus much more. You know why? I'm not the one that will stand. You're not going to stand before me at judgment, will you? Who will you stand before? So you need to love that Jesus more than anybody on earth. Do you understand me? And as much as you love me, I won't stand in judgment for you. Do you understand? I won't say, oh Jesus, I know her. Don't judge her. Judge me instead. It won't happen. I'm just telling you. And because I love you, that's why I'm telling you. So I want you to love Jesus with all of your heart, all of your being. Understand me. I love your energy. It is good. It is amazing. That's the strength of your youth. Don't lose it. But I need you to channel it to the right place. Do you understand me? Daniel said something. He said that, you know, your strength or your, yeah, is that what you said? Is your weapon. That strength, it can become a spiritual weapon. So don't lose it. Do you get me? But channel it right. The praise of God is not for your satisfaction. It is for His satisfaction. So wait. I need you to get it. If we are having a party, we are having a party. And if we are having a Holy Ghost party, we are having a Holy Ghost party. But you see, the difference between a party and a Holy Ghost party is that it belongs to the Holy Ghost. Do you understand me? So when you are dancing and you are shouting, you are not thinking of yourself. You are not thinking of who is looking at you. You are not thinking of if you are doing the dance step right. You are thinking of Jesus. He is the meditation of your heart while you are shouting and jumping and running. If that's not the case, you are just making noise. Do you understand me? You are just making noise. And it's okay. You will have a good time making noise. Eh? And everything will be fine. Yeah? But that's not all your noise is for. Our weapons are powerful. I see so many people with their phone looking at me. Drop the phone. Let's have conversation one on one. Leave the phone alone. Let's enjoy this moment with Jesus now. I'm sure Daniel will make sure that he's available for you to have so you can go online. But you see, this time, let's enjoy it. Forget me. All right? Do you still love me? Or am I upsetting you now? Okay. And God bless everyone seated here. God bless you, ma. God bless you. Thank you. Right? I need to say this quickly so that we understand what we are doing. Money is important. Right? I said money is important. But money should not influence the kingdom. Do you understand me? Are you hearing me? Money is good. Money is important. But money should never influence the kingdom. The kingdom influences money. Anything you use money to push has the tendency to rise above God or to want to rise above God. Take a look at Bill Gates. With money, you can create. You know, right now, they are creating people that are half animal, half humans. Do you know that? Do you know that? How are they driving it? Money. And why are they doing it? Because somehow, science wants to make sure to prove that they are like God. But you don't need to prove anything, do you? If you know who you are. Remember Tower of Babel. Huh? Anytime you do it with your strength, with your ability, with what you have, you want to push above God. So I beg you, money is good. I like money. I don't love money, because the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So I like money. Money is good. Money helps. But you see, until you have what can produce money, which is the Holy Ghost in you. When God gives an assignment, most times there is nothing to use for it. But when you walk in obedience, then He will present to you the lamp. Are you hearing me? So money does not drive the gospel. The gospel drives money. The gospel uses money as a horse to move. Because when the gospel is present, everything else have no option but to obey. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His money. Is that what He said? He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His wealth. He says, seek first. What did He say? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then every other thing, including money, including my fine wig, including my nice clothes, every other thing will be added to you. No matter how much you want to change it, scripture cannot change for you. You have to change the scripture. Scripture is constant. Heaven and earth will pass, but the word will remain. So you are the one that have to change to the standard of scripture, not the other way around. Do you understand me? So that you don't go chasing money, and young people are killing another 10-year-old for the sake of money. A 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. What do you need money for that bad? That you kill another 10-year-old? Did that happen in this country? That's madness. And it is because of the love for money. They don't even know what they will use it to do. But they just want it. Because probably they've heard and they've been taught that you must have money to be anything in life. You mustn't. You must have the Holy Ghost to be anything in life. So God bless you, Daniel. I hope you've heard me. Don't stop your energy, because you guys look calm. I like it. But you see, I like scripture that says there is time for everything under the sun. And like I said to you, don't lose your energy. It is part of your weapon. All right? But every time you use your energy, make sure that you are using it for the right purpose. anytime you dance and you jump and you're thinking of yourself and you're doing like this for yourself, it is your praise. It is not his praise. Do you understand me? Huh? But you can dance and do everything for him. Because while you are doing it, what is in your mind is him, not you. Do you understand? So that you don't finish jumping and you're trying to make, you know, when people come out, some of you, you just come out because somebody came out. Which is not bad. Follow no road. Right? It's not bad. Okay? But unfortunately, the person where you follow, do you understand, PG? The person where you follow no go stand for you. You go stand for yourself. The person you followed won't stand for you. You will stand before your Lord and your Maker and tell them, this is what I did with everything you gave to me. All right? So I love this meeting. It is called Experiencing Jesus. Jesus is an experience. It is one experience that if you have, your life can never remain the same. If your life remains the same, it's because you have not had the experience.